Clay House in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. So excited to hear about the Valentine's at First Sight date. Just pumped. So we'll hear all about that on Monday. See if they enjoy themselves. Casey and John. And see how that
Casey
goes.
And John.
Could be interesting. So in a couple of minutes, going to chat with Amber. She is a little concerned that her Valentine's is going to include the one thing she really doesn't want it to include.
Oh.
That in a little while on the show. First, though, wanted to do kind of a poll just to see if I'm a crazy person and this is actually a thing. Because yesterday I passed some judgment on Mandy and she's like, no, trust me. Other people do this
people
too.
People do, yeah.
And usually there's three of us here, so we have a tiebreaker in the room. And it's nice because Rat generally agrees with me.
Yeah.
So that's always, but he's on vacation today, so we have no tiebreaker.
It's a little bit more fair.
You're the tiebreaker today. So Saturday, what is it you're going to, Mandy?
I'm going to a dog's birthday party.
This isn't your dog.
Nope, not my dog,
this
but my dog is
dog.
Definitely invited, and all of our friends, half of our friends do have dogs, so they are all invited. They're going to get little puppy birthday hats, and I'm not 100% sure about the gift. I know that a friend of mine like just sent me a register thing. You know how like you register for gifts for your wedding over at Target or wherever you go? Uh-huh. You can do the same thing for puppies. And so I can't tell if this is a serious or not about the gift part. But yes, we are having a puppy party. Puppies are involved. There's a puppy cake, the whole shebang.
You have to bring the dog a present?
I think that's, okay. Yeah, I think I should.
Now, I don't think this is a thing. And Mandy says it's a thing. Is this a thing? Is this a regular thing that like regular people do? There's people out there going to dog birthday parties for other people's dogs and bringing their dogs. Are all the dogs going to wear fun little hats? Are they all going to get little gift bags with bones in them?
I get what you're saying.
It sounds ridiculous to me.
It does, but I mean, think about it. This is your puppy's first birthday ever with you.
What a
it's a big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it really is. Yeah.
Well,
do you go to a lot of pet birthday parties, or is this your first one?
Okay, honestly, this is my first one. But, like, okay. I've had little birthday parties for just me, my husband, and Barkley.
See, and for some reason, that doesn't seem weird to me because it's your dog.
Yeah.
You're going to some other dog's birthday party. It's like it's a kid, basically, where you invite all the other kids and the parents to come.
Yeah.
It's like you're throwing a child's birthday party for a dog.
For a dog. But, like, for people who don't have kids yet, like, this is the thing. Like, our dogs are kind of like our kids.
I don't refute that. It's the party that I think I'm weirded out by. So I yesterday I'm listening to this and I'm just in awe because I'm like, that is nobody goes to these things. And she says that they do.
Yeah, I think it's creative.
Dog birthday parties a thing is my question. 237 hits, text 35270. Or is Mandy a creepy dog lady?
The Morning Playhouse.
Flush the format Friday. I'm in love with this. Y94.
My house in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. So much on the show today. It's just ridiculous. Currently, just trying to find a tiebreaker in this. Mandy says this is a thing. And I'm like, is it really a thing? Really? And she will be attending this Saturday a birthday party for a friend's dog.
Yeah.
And it sounds like all of the friends, they are bringing their dogs to this house.
Yep.
And they're just going to have a dog birthday party.
They're going to all hang out and play puppies together, and they're going to have hats, and there's a birthday cake. Yes.
Okay, and this seems totally normal to you, and most people go to these things.
Well, I mean, this is the first one I've ever been to, but I think it's very creative, and yeah, I think it's kind of normal.
Okay, and my thought process was, I don't feel like this is a very common thing. So we need a tiebreaker with Rat on Vacation. There's no third person here to be like, well, clearly this person's right. So is this actually a thing?
It actually is. I even got invited. I don't have a dog, but my friends, they have a Great Dane, and they treat that dog like it's their kid.
Yeah.
And that's normal. A lot of people treat their, they're pretty much called fur babies.
I will say this. If I'm throwing a dog birthday party and, like, let's say just 6 to 8 people bring their dog to my house, I do not want to clean up that yard. And that, I mean, it's cold outside, so you know they're indoors. That house is going to smell.
No, not if all the dogs had baths.
Oh, my goodness. So these parties, they are a thing that happen. Other people besides Mandy and her four friends go.
Yeah, I've done it, and I actually had puppies. And we had a litter of 6 of them. And when their birthday came around the next year, we had a birthday party for them.
Thank you. Thank you.
So it's not just Mandy. And this was in California when I did that.
Well, I bet you after a dog birthday party where everybody brings their dog, there's a lot of puppies shortly thereafter.
Yeah. Oh.
It's just like any other party. The cold water dish starts a-flowing in. Wow.
Stop.
Did somebody spike my elbow? I'm feeling frisky after my friskies. Text Club saying that's normal or not normal.
Well, I just got a text right now that says not normal. Mm-hmm. One says, okay, cute, but super weird. And yeah, a thing, but a weird thing. Totally agree with zero. Another person says, my friend said that she was going to do this, and me and my other buddies thought it was a joke. So we went over to her place that night and were just so surprised because she wasn't joking. We thought it was weird. So I'm with zero, and so are four of my other buddies.
Thank you for the five votes.
Yeah, there you are. Thank you. We have cake every birthday for our four dogs, and they always get Christmas presents from the relatives. I don't know about dogs, but I have a sweet 16 party for my cat. And then another one that just came in, my dog birthday parties are a great way for healthy pets to socialize and maintain good behavior around other animals. So I feel like that is a vote for me right there.
Okay. It does strike me as in the realm of like 50-50, where there's like half the population that maybe isn't dog owners that's like, whoa, that's weird. And then the people that have a dog are like, oh, I can totally see doing that for my dog. That's what I think we're seeing is a line between dog owners and non-dog owners. Well, the next time your pet has a... I don't even know any of the pets I've ever had, I couldn't tell you their birthday. Do you actually know their birthday, or are you just arbitrarily picking one?
Well, I'm sure some of us will have to pick one. Like, for the birthday that I'm going to, we just pick the day because we don't exactly know.
I was going to say, for my own curiosity, and that could even just be in the text club real quick to 35270, if you celebrate your pet's birthday, did you just make one up and choose a birthday, or do you actually feel like you know? Is it an educated guess? Did you just look at the calendar and close your eyes and point? I'd like to know where you even got that date from. Because like every pet I ever have, I wouldn't know. I would have never known their birthday. Never.
Well, it depends on the dog. I have a purebred, so we knew exactly when his day was. Yes, yeah. The paperwork.
I had all mutts.
May 16th.
Nothing but mutts.
15.
Chain smokers in a couple of minutes, and a woman who's really worried this will happen on her Valentine's Day.
The Morning Playhouse. Y94.